833-JOE-ALEX. That is our number, 833-563-2539. Should you delete your ex's number after a breakup?
I usually don't delete it, but when they text me eventually, I always respond and say, who is this? Because I want to look like I deleted it.
Oh, but you'd know who they are.
Yeah.
Okay, now see, that's one reason I would say you don't delete a number. Now, other experts say, listen, when you break up with somebody and it's not going to work out, that's the thing you have to do. Like, that's the final cord you have to cut to ensure that you're going to be able to move on and get that toxic person out of your life.
I delete and block them on social media. That's what I do.
See, I would do that and maybe change it or, like, don't answer ex whoever it is. Live the web, girl. You've had a few exes. I mean, you haven't dated a ton of guys, but what do you do when the guy's your ex? Are you keeping that number in the phone or are you deleting it?
So in the past, I've always normally kept their number because I'm pretty much friends with all my exes and I try to be like as amicable as possible during the breakup. But there have been a few times, like one time when I was like in high school, like early high school, where I had to delete the guy's number. So like I wouldn't be tempted to text him because he ended things with me and I was like distraught about it.
Oh yeah.
And then there was another time in college where I deleted the guy's number because I didn't want to drunk call him.
Yeah, see, I am never tempted to text somebody first. Even with the Egyptian now, I don't text him first.
You never even get like a weak moment? Like, I would say alcohol involved, like, live brought up.
Never once.
I remember texting my ex, Katie. I was like, oh, we need to get back together. She's like, I have a boyfriend. I'm like, ugh.
Because one thing about me is I'm the most stubborn and strong-willed person ever, sober. So when I'm drunk, though, I'm still so strong-willed and stubborn that I still don't give in and text somebody.
How does that inhibition not go? Like, how do you not let that go?
Because that's how severe I am when it comes to that stuff. Like, if I believe that I'm right or if I, you know, don't want to give in on something, I won't no matter what.
All right, producer Porkchop, I feel like you... I feel like your boyfriend Chase, and I'm not trying to knock him or anything because he can't defend himself, but I feel like your boyfriend Chase would make you delete an ex's number even if you wanted to keep it.
Yeah. I bet Joe is the only guy's name you're allowed to have in your phone.
And even then, it's questionable.
No, you're right. I could see... You're right. You are 100% right.
Say that again.
You're 100% right.
Chase is, he's got some jealous bones in his body.
That's not the only one, but yeah, that's probably the biggest.
He's actually made me delete, I want to say like Snapchats from an ex.
Really?
Yeah. Not like, you know, like Snapchat usernames.
Do you have pictures like way back in your camera roll from exes that you haven't deleted? Because I do.
No.
Yeah, if you scroll way back, because it goes back years, if I go back... I mean, yeah, there's pictures of me and my exes, but, like, I never see them because they're so far back up there.
Yeah, but, okay, let me ask you, though. Like, you know it's there. Why not just get rid of it? Like, why not just scroll and hit delete?
I don't know. I guess I just don't. Number one, I don't ever think about it because I don't ever see it. Number two, it's like I just haven't because it's like, well, why would I? I mean, it's like memories of different things, you know?
I kept a framed photo of a girl I dated. Her name was Jessica.
You would. Sorry, go ahead.
It's cool. Her name was Jessica, as I was saying, and I kept it for probably two or three relationships after her.
Whoa.
I kept it in like the bottom of my dresser, like upside down.
Yeah, I don't keep framed photos of people.
Hey, emphysema.
Why?
Are you okay over there?
I want to know why.
I don't know. I just had a hard time, like, quote unquote, deleting it out of my life.
Is she the one that got away?
No.
It was
She's
framed.
Not? Do you have a one that got away?
No, I mean, I would say the girl before I met my wife, I kind of wish I think I really didn't treat her the way she should have been treated. I wish that would have been better.
Wait, the one that gave you H1N1?
No, that was just a one-night hookup. That's something totally different.